Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, this is Federica Scarpa from the 72nd Locarno Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Joe Talbot, director of The Last Black Man in San Francisco, here in competition. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, first of all, would you like to introduce your film?
My film, yes, is The Last Black Man in San Francisco. It's a film that I created with my childhood best friend. He and I, his name's Jimmy, and we've been making movies together since we were kids. And this movie, it was a very personal one for both of us, but especially for him, because parts of it are pulled from his life. So he's Jimmy Fails playing a character named Jimmy Fails. And it's essentially about Jimmy's dream to get back the house in the heart of San Francisco that his grandfather built.
I read that this is your directorial debut.
It is, yeah.
How was the first day of shooting?
Scary. It was a sort of, it was a wild ride, because the first shot of the entire movie actually is the first shot of the film that you see, which is a very elaborate shot. It's a dolly shot of a little girl running, who's not a trained actress, by men in hazmat suits at sunrise with fog machines, and the camera tracks her for about 70 yards and then lands on the feet of a preacher and the camera pans up. So it was not an easy beginning to the shoot, but it set us up, because it was not an easy shoot, actually. It was very difficult in many ways. We had just, I think, like, you know, you hear the stories on many productions, sometimes the movies that turn out well went through hell to get there. But it wasn't for lack of effort. Everyone in our movie kind of banded together to really protect the film. So no matter what kind of chaos was happening outside of the frame, what was inside the frame was safe. And that was a collective effort of our producers, our AD, our locations team, production design, camera department. It was really everyone coming together to protect this baby of ours that we were birthing.
Did you fight with Jimmy during the shootings?
I didn't, actually. Jimmy and I, you know, like any time, sometimes you have a disagreement. But I think because we're friends, because we had grown up together and had made movies together, we at least know each other well.
And what can you tell me about San Francisco, which is probably the main character of your film, with the house?
Yeah, San Francisco is, well, for us, it's home. It's, you know, home because of the people that make it home, and the buildings and the smells and the music. It's, you know, all the little things that make a place. I think that's what we all feel about where we're from. And so part of the movie was trying to capture that specific San Francisco before it disappears.
I thought that the house was a way for Jimmy to have, like, his family back, to not only his childhood, but also a way to have the family that he had, that he doesn't have in the film now.
Yeah, I think the house represents a lot for Jimmy. I think it's the last place that his whole family was together. It's the last time he felt a sense of ownership and pride. And, you know, so I think when you lose that, you then tell yourself the stories that help you get through the night. And I think that's true of everybody. You know, we lose something, especially something from our childhood when we were very young. And that's the story for a lot of people in San Francisco now. They're losing their homes. And I think for anyone that owns a home, that takes pride in their home, that fought and worked hard to get that house, you know that a home is so much more than four walls and a roof. It's, in some ways, it can be a source of confidence and feeling like you have a place in the world. There's pride in it. You put care into all the little details of the house, the furniture, the wallpaper. It's sort of, in some ways, a manifestation of like who we are as people. When you look into someone's house, you can tell things about them because we make all our houses so personal to us. So I think to not have a home can be a very disorienting feeling.
What's home for you?
Well, my home is a house that my parents bought in San Francisco when the last time when it was cheap. So they bought our house for $200,000. In a neighborhood now where houses that are half as big as ours now are selling for $2 million. And they were part of the last wave of artists, my parents, when they came to this neighborhood. And so that house is somewhere that when we grew up, we made all of our first art. It's where me and Jimmy both lived to make this movie because it's so expensive to live in San Francisco. We lived in my parents' house. So oddly enough, the movie that's about a house could not have existed without my parents' house.
Can you tell me something about music, which is really powerful in your film?
Yeah. We always wanted the music for this movie to be big and feel like it was out of Jimmy's heart. So I also grew up on a lot of the scores from old Hollywood and then even into the 90s, like Last Mohicans and Michael Nyman's music for the piano, Danny Elfman's music for Tim Burton movies. And those scores made me fall in love with movies as much as any director or actor did. So I always dreamed for my first movie of getting to have a big score that was not only orchestral, but that had a melody that you could sing. Like, great scores are almost have a connection to pop songs in that way. You hum them when you walk down the street, the way you would your favorite, you know, new band or something. So, I was just very lucky that I met a composer in Emil Mosseri who also loved so much of that same stuff, but had this really incredibly unique ability to take those ideas and just give them life.
I was very impressed by one of the last scene of the film when Jimmy met the two girls on the bus and he says that to hate a city, you have to love it before.
Right.
I think it's really true.
Yeah, it's funny. That line has become, now that you see people tag it in San Francisco, you know, on the bus or on billboards. I think it's a line that's resonated with a lot of people because we all feel that way about where we're from. When you see somebody new come to your city that you've been bleeding for, that you care for your whole life, and they casually dismiss it, you feel very protective of it. It's like someone saying, talking crap about your brother or your mom, you know. You can say it because it's your family, but they can't say it. And I think that's how we feel about the cities that raised us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.